welcome to yet another episode of Happy Hamstrings. This is your host, Julie Brown. And you may hear some random sounds in the background. Not much I can do about that. It sounds like they're shelling, practicing war, whatever you want to call it, at the military range. They're shelling bombs. So I'm never going to get used to my windows rattling. It's just something that you grow up with if you live near a place that has a range for the military. Anyways, on to the podcast. Today is February the 25th. It is a Friday afternoon. It's about 4 p.m. and I worked out a lot today. I decided to, after I taught yoga, I took a little break and then I went back to the gym and I lifted weights for about an hour and a half or so. And it was fun. I made sure to get my cardio in with that workout as well. So tomorrow I'm coaching an F45 class, which is going to be about 9:30. It's going to be fun. See, there went the... I'm going to try not to be distracted by these explosions in the background. I had my giveaway drawing today on Instagram and announced the winner. And I'm just waiting to hear back if this particular yogi wants her stuff. I think she came to yoga, is one of my students, if she wants her stuff dropped off at the gym or if I'm gonna mail it. Whatever she wants, she's the winner. So everybody who participated, thank you so much. And to the winner, congratulations. I'm not sure if they're listening, but if you are, thank you. So I talked on my last episode a little bit about my teacher from my first yoga school outing her teacher. And you're probably wondering, like, why didn't you say the name? Well, I said the name of who the flow was patterned after, his inspired style. I guess the reason that I didn't say any of the names, like, you're probably wondering, like, why didn't you say the names? Well, I said it plenty in the first, like, when I was in my training, I said who my teacher's teacher was. I guess when I read and wanted to do my own research, it looks like a lot of people are like really pissed off at this guy. And they're saying, oh, well, people are afraid to follow this page. What does that say about him? And I'm thinking, well, there's some talk about lawsuits. And of course, I don't have the kind of lawyer money that this particular millionaire is going to have. So yeah, I would be afraid too to say the name without doing my own research, and looks like there is some research to be done. It's just that I don't want to drag myself into the middle of something that, quite frankly, I don't have the money to pay a lawyer. I would just go to my, I have a lawyer in my family, so that's what I would go end up being my go-to. Don't really want to bother him. I just don't like the idea of dropping names when I haven't done my own research. But it looks like a lot of people have devoted podcasts and Instagrams to like hating on this guy, which even if you don't flow with it, that's really not very yogi of them, right? To just have a page devoted to hate, like hate, like here is a page where we hate on this person for whatever reason. And I realize it's not just the hate, it's the spreading of awareness. So there's no need to be like, sending me a message like, Julie, it's not just about that. It's about this. I know it's about awareness. It's just interesting to watch the teacher quiz me on what somebody's methodology is and then say, oh, well, I backpedal and I retract all this devotion to this lineage. So I read the article. I didn't really want to say anymore until I read her blog. It was called something like call your dad, you're in a yoga cult. And one of the things she talked about, and I mentioned this on the last one, she apologized for creating environments that involved trauma bonding. So I've been researching, reading this a lot. I've actually got some counselors who come to my fitness classes, so I may ask one of them to expand more deeply upon it. I've asked a couple of people what it is. So it sounds like that these times, and I'm wondering, let me know, if you've been with me since the beginning, when I started this podcast in 2019, Did you hear me talking about what we were doing? And did you think, man, this sounds like Julie is in a trauma bonding situation? Like, I don't know if you felt that way, but my feelings were that she wanted us to just sort of purge out all the crap and make room for a new. Like, get it all out so you don't take it on your mat in front of your students. That was my feelings on it. However, she did have us write down and journal and blog and talk to each other about a lot of, like, bringing up really, like, deep stuff and saying, oh, your feelings are valid here, and bringing up trauma and having us pair up and talk about trauma and talk to somebody in a way you're afraid to talk to them, like they're not here, it won't ever leave the room. And then having people bond over their own trauma. And actually, it was weird to see that article because I never even heard of it. Like, I'd never heard of trauma bonding. I was like, trauma bonding? Like, when did this terminology come about? And I guess it's like a known thing that I didn't even know about. So then I'm like, having to sit with that, like, was I a part of trauma bonding? Like, I don't know. Was I? It's not like I feel like I was in a cult. The only thing that seemed cult-like was when she was going to have us chanting the cues. That seemed a little weird, just a little weird. Not like I'm judging it. But anytime there's a chanting of anything, it seems cult-like, unless it's like, I don't know. Like, just as an example, like the silly monks on Monty Python and the Holy Grail, like they're chanting, but like in a humorous way, and then they smack themselves in the head. That doesn't seem cult-like. That just seems like it's there for humor. Anyway, so I'm not mad. That's what I was going to say. I'm not like mad about it. It's just like, wow, somebody really hurt my teacher. And then she worries that she's hurt others. So there's that. And I'm just like, when I read the article, I'm just like, what? And I'm not mentioning, as you may notice, I'm not mentioning the podcast and the Instagram that's like devoted to bringing down this one particular yoga instructor. I've never met this yoga instructor anyway. And considering I don't have a great fortune in my bank account, I will never ever meet this yoga instructor. I'm sure of it. I caught him on Instagram Live, like right when the pandemic started, and he seemed really sweaty, like really sweaty. To be like, he was sitting still. I'm not talking like in the middle of a power flow yoga, like the kind of sweat you get when you drink heavy amounts of alcohol. I watched it, and no judgment. I will say outright that I have been guilty as ever of pulling out my wine bottle and pulling out a bunch of paint and going crazy on whatever broadcast platform as far as painting anything I feel like painting. Anything that I feel is in my artistic expression. Sometimes I will get a little into my cup and I will broadcast, and I don't claim I'm some kind of perfect yogi. I realize I need to hold space for people who are in a recovery type situation. I'm not trying to be like that person who doesn't hold space. I even find myself questioning when I use, like I use a song, and let's say we're in spinning class. And one of the songs, if it doesn't have any bad language, it still might have a reference to drinking some form of alcohol. And then I'm like, well, now I've used, I forgot this wasn't that song. I shouldn't have used that here. But I mean, maybe I worry a lot or too much about it. Man, I want to really make my playlist like a type of playlist that would hold space. If that makes any sense for what I'm talking about. Just create some kind of safe space for everybody type thing. Yeah, that's what I want to do. That's my goal. And the more that I submerge myself into the community, the better things are going to be. As of right now, it seems like everything piled up all at once. Like, I got all these expenses. It seems like everything piles up all at once, literally. Like, the car tags, just everything. It's time for my oil change, and I still haven't done that. It's time for all this other stuff expense-wise. And it just seems like it's always one thing after another, but that's just part of life, and everybody goes through that. And so I just take a step back and look at it and go, well, everybody goes through this. And then I had a conversation with Becky today, and she was talking about some of the things that she's gone through and some of the stuff that her daughter's gone through, some of the stuff that one of her husband's sons, actually she talked a little bit about her husband's sons both going through a few things. And yeah, we had a great conversation. If you're listening, Becky, hi. She listens too. And also for some of my listeners, if you're wondering why on, maybe it was the last episode or the one before, if you're wondering why I went off on a rant about, not a rant, but like an excited verbal rampage about the coffee flavored like a zero bar, a few of my listeners already know this, that I freaking love a zero bar. Like I can hardly resist the white chocolate that is inside of a zero bar and the nougat. So good. It's one of my favorites. When I found out that they had just opened a coffee shop, it's not even like very far from my house. It's probably the closest coffee shop to my house. And like in the name, if you name every one of them in this community, this is the one that's probably closer. And I've got access to zero flavored coffees anytime. And I thought some of my friends who are listening and know about my love of zero bars would find that somewhat amusing. So when I had this giveaway, two paintings and a yoga book, I only had three people enter into it, which that was surprising to me. Not many people entering. And today I filled up my Jacksonville Nutrition card, which is a smoothie shop. Basically, they have smoothies and waffles. And they have a little rewards card. You fill up your little rewards card and you get one free. But I filled out my other one. I gave it away to one of my clients at a dance party I had. And then this time I filled it up. And when I got to my last one, we had at the gym, just amongst a few of my friends after one of the classes that I didn't teach, I was just there as a student, we had like a plank contest. And I was like, everybody's a winner. Well, let's see who can plank the longest. And it was fun. It was just a fun way to make more of a community environment just for that last minute after class, like surprise, someone's gonna win a free smoothie. Just something to give them something else to, like, you know, bragging rights or to sort of talk about or brag about, give them bragging rights, give them something fun that can sort of, you know, rib each other and give each other crap about it, like, hey, I won that plank contest. Just something fun. I wanted to make it fun. That's really what, to me, that's what it's all about. It's like anybody can just go up there and just say, okay, let's do squats. Okay, bye. You know, like that's not the kind of teacher I want to be. I want to be like the fun teacher that makes it like an adventure or an experience rather than just a class. And this is the whole thing between the difference between a teacher versus instructor. And one of my teachers goes on about that. A teacher actually teaches rather than just giving instructions. An instructor just gives instructions. And having all this stuff purged out about this millionaire yoga guy, having all this stuff purged out and exposed to me about what his, I guess, the red flags he's brought up with other people. Not just that situation, a lot of other situations. It makes me question, like, do I examine often enough? Like, what kind of teacher I want to be? Do I examine it often enough? I kind of examine it every day. I mean, a lot. But then I'm like, there's a lot of responsibility. Like they said in Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility, I believe is what Peter's uncle said to him. So the responsibility is I need to look more to myself to be the standard rather than like just kind of coasting or cruising along doing okay. I need to really set forth some discipline goals, especially when it comes to my diet and my extra exercise, because teaching 20 to 24 classes a week, I'm still trying to get in like my personal exercise. It's just really draining of the energy levels. Like Thursday I had a 5 a.m. class. So I needed to get there at 5. 5:15 is when the class starts. I need to arrive at 5. So Thursday morning, I have a 5 a.m., a 6 a.m., a 10 a.m. I subbed an 11:15. I subbed the 12:15. Wait, was it 12? No, it wasn't the 12:15. I subbed the 5 p.m. Was it the 5 p.m.? See, I've already forgotten. See what's happening? My schedule has made me crazy, y'all. I'm just going to go over it again. I mean, the past is the past. I just want to explain exactly what's happening. So this past Thursday was February the 24th. I had a 5 a.m., a 6 a.m., a 10 a.m. I subbed an 11 a.m., and then at night I have had a 5 p.m. and a 6 p.m. These are all different formats. I'm talking like 2 spin-in classes, 1 weightlifting class, 2 yoga, and 1 aqua fitness. Now, no one came Thursday night to my aqua fitness class. It was really gloomy, like rainy, on and off. It's been on and off all the time. Yesterday, it was kind of warm, and I thought, oh my gosh, I hope this warm weather stays. And then today, it was really foggy, rainy, gloomy, kind of cold. The sun came out a little, stayed cold. So, I think, well, I know that has a big impact on our attendance when it gets rainy and gloomy and cold, especially in the early mornings and the late night classes. Like I said, tomorrow I've just got 1 class and I have like a million things I need to take care of. Actually, things I should be doing right now, but my legs are killing me from weightlifting. So I'm like, you know, tomorrow is another day. I'm going to that birthday party tonight, and I think that's about all I'm going to do with my evening. I'm not going to try to overcommit in any way. I hesitated to even tell any of my family. I let one member of my family know that I had extra free time, but I didn't say it in a way like that it was available or I was available, because I'm not going to make myself available. No way, no how. At least not at this time. I'm not going to make myself available because my whole weekend, even though I only have one thing to do, as far as I'm concerned, I am booked. I was actually talking to one of my friends about boundaries, how as we kind of grow, we learn about how important it is to have boundaries. And I've talked about that on here a lot. and that, like today with Becky, I love you if you're listening. Becky was telling me some like really, really detailed stuff with what she's going through. And I said, well, Becky, you know, like, I want to hold space compassionately, but I was eating a biscuit. I'm just going to, you know, listen to you tell your story about what happened. And I'm just going to fold up this wrapper around my little biscuit, and I'm just going to eat this biscuit later. And she was like, sorry. I'm like, well, I mean, I appreciate you being able to share with me, but like sometimes I'm eating. In fact, when I work out this many hours, I work out a lot. So I'm eating so much food, so much. I eat so much more than I was. If you have any questions about weightlifting, if you have any questions about yoga, if you have any practice of self-study and you have any questions about journaling, let me know. I have a lot of journaling to do, probably centered around the whole, was I actually part of trauma bonding? I almost like want to examine that further, even though it was some time ago. I want to learn more about psychology in such a way that when I do become like a certifying yoga instructor, which is a long ways off, when that actually does happen, I want to be able to create the safest space possible. And I try to do that in my classes as well. I want it to be like a safe space where folks don't feel like that they're being forced to share their trauma verbally, like we kind of were. I don't want to create a space where people are like forced to step on each other's mats and stuff. Of course, this was like a couple years ago, so it's going to be unheard of moving forward, probably. I don't really want to create a space where if people haven't eaten all day, that someone's going to be eating stuff in their face in front of them while they're watching that happen. Just, I want to really create like a space where like, and another thing, like, here I am again going off on my little rants. One of the places, it seems like there's almost always somebody in one of these facilities that has French fries or something like a pizza. And, you know, like just the smell of French fries when you're trying to be on a diet, that's not very nice. Like, now you want French fries. Now you really want to let your diet go. So I've only eaten like bad food inside of my workplace maybe once, and I was in a huge rush and a hurry, and it was like just grabbing something and going and about to be in this next place type thing. And I don't know, it's not like it's a gym. I mean, it's a rec center. So what you see is more of people hanging out. Like, you see, especially in the evening times, I see a lot more people that are there to just kind of hang out. Like, they're just hanging out. They're just making space, you know, for their day, whatever. Having fun. Some of them are just sitting there eating their little salad and watching their little movie. Just whatever they feel like doing. And it's open pretty late at night. And at one of the other facilities I teach, I cannot figure out why there's like zero heat in the bathroom. There's like no heat in their bathroom. And people like are offered showers in there. When you go sit on the toilet, it's like an icicle. I'm glad that at least at the other couple of places I'm at least the bathrooms are heated. It almost makes me want to say this summer, like, hey, let's do like this format and I'll do it every single week. And you just keep 100% of the money for some kind of a heat system that works in the bathroom. But the other side of me says, like, it's coming from the government, so they could probably, if they wanted to budget, maybe it's not as, maybe they're not struggling as much as I think they are. Like, maybe it's just that whoever makes the decisions, they don't have any friends that need to shower there. In politics, they all shower at home, so they could care less if the bathrooms are heated. Because this state that I live in, I don't know what it's like where you live, it's a real who knows who type system almost every time, like every situation. It seems like it's really about who you know. And I've spread the word, like, yeah, you can get pretty far with having a degree. Did I get the job at the rec center because of people who I know? 100% yes. I had already applied at the Stevenson Hall twice. It took 3 or 4 people to even convince me, because I was convinced it was like the same thing. I was like, no, they always choose another yogi and they don't want me. Like, I just decided they don't want me there because every time I apply, they hire another yogi year after year. I just gave up, you know. Like, how many times can I be rejected? And, yeah, I've had a few interviews that went awry, and I was on social, which I should never even get on social media. I kind of have to keep in touch with the community for my business. Somebody was asking in a group, like a big group, like, who's hiring? And one woman named, like, I don't know, 20 different places. And then someone said, well, maybe you should make sure they're just hiring, because some of these places are actually saying they're hiring, but they're only just, quote unquote, taking applications. I have no idea if that fire truck is like headed up my street. I definitely hear it's close. Anyway, the non-compassionate comment that came from the commenter that really got my goose was, she commented something along the lines of, I've gotten every job I've ever applied for. Like, that's what she commented, the one that gave the list of, hey, all these people are hiring. And so I stopped and I looked at it and I almost typed something. I almost turned into what we would call a keyboard warrior, because that really, I was just sitting there reading that, like, wow, what a thing to say when so many people, including myself, have lost their jobs because of pandemic. You're going to sit there and be like, well, I got every job I've ever applied for. Well, I wish we could all be as perfect as Miss So-and-so. That's what I was thinking. And I'm really glad I didn't comment, because I don't want to start some kind of like turd war in the comment section where somebody's looking for a job. It's not worth my time and energy. And I don't know why I'm mentioning it now, other than when I use this podcast, I get stuff, like, I get it out a lot, like the way that my teacher had that problem with her teacher and she just got it out. And I don't really feel like I have a problem with that studio. I've already gone back over all the way to Atlanta to take a yin class from that studio. Definitely would go more often if it was closer, but it's like a 3-hour round trip. Like if I just drive there and back, that's 3 hours. So yeah, there's another studio that's nearby. It's in a city called Gadsden. I get a big long break during spring break. So during that time, I'm going to go and check out this other studio. And when I did the episode called As an Unknown, just to reiterate, I just want to go somewhere where nobody knows me. That I need to really say that I don't feel like, I don't think I'm like known. It's just that folks recognize me as an instructor at places where I'm already working out. I definitely am not trying to act like I'm some kind of big time workout celebrity or something like that. It's just that when I worked at Gold's Gym, I worked there for a long time in the 90s, and every single day I would work out, and every single day it would turn into me just like somebody would come up to me, and it doesn't matter if I had headphones on, somebody come up to me and be like asking questions about working their abs or asking questions about this or that because they knew I worked there. And I'm not saying that's going to happen at these other gyms. It's just that since that happened to me so much at Gold's Gym, I just assume that it's going to keep happening. Like, people kind of leave each other alone now because everybody's in their own little phone world, which is a bit sad in a way. It's a bit sad. I kind of want us to come out of our phones, and I noticed that when I just keep my phone in my purse just walking around sidewalks and I say hello to people, one of two things happens now if you just say hello to a stranger. Number one, most common thing, they don't hear you because they've got earbuds in anyway. They're not sure. They just look at you like, whatever, I'm listening to a podcast. Whatever, I'm listening to Happy Hamstrings. Or number two, they look surprised. Like, it could be like an angry surprise. It could be like a pleasantly surprised. It's like, oh my God, someone's speaking to me. I just want everybody to know that that's not exactly what I grew up with. So I hope that things can become more about communication in the future that doesn't involve technology. Because I feel like we're kind of stomping all over our own evolution of our minds by letting go of the ability to just talk to one another. And don't take it personally if you haven't heard from someone you care about, because this has been the unprecedented hasn't exactly had a handbook to get us back into, like, this is working itself out. I even said that today when I was on the weight floor. I was doing one of the classes. I did two classes today that I didn't teach. And I told the woman, I said, you know what? I don't even use this thing anymore unless I'm doing this, like, class with you. She said, you don't? Why not? I said, well, I think it's just because I don't want to touch it. It's one of these, like, ropes that's attached. And you just pull the rope and it goes around and it comes back. Like, it's like you're constantly pulling a rope down. Not the battle ropes. This is just like a rope that you pull and it rotates around a thing that spins. And it's got a lot of tension on it. And I told her, I said, you know, I just don't even touch these most of the time because, I don't know, just germs. It looks like it's fuzzy and it looks like it would hold a lot of germs. I said, but now we're getting through this. We're getting through the end of this. I want to think that we're getting through the end of this. So, you know what? I'm just going to have to get over it. And as soon as I said that, I went over, finished my set, walk right up to the little electric hand sanitizer. It's like, put the hand sanitizer on my hand anyway, as I say, I'm going to get over it. Right. So wherever you're at and whatever you're doing, I would ask you to just take a moment right here and give yourself some words that are compassionate, some good thoughts, some, like, do something nice for yourself today. It doesn't even have to be something that costs money. It could be that you drink a bunch of water and read your favorite book. It could be that you set new boundaries and take a time out for yourself and just drink a cup of tea. Or it could just be going and getting your favorite candy bar coffee. Words are hard. I've had like 20 classes this week so far, so I think tomorrow will be my 21st. After a while, it becomes a little taxing on my voice. I'm getting to where I don't want to sing along. I don't want to sing along with songs because that puts a lot on my voice. Big strain on my voice. And to finish off, I would like to say there's a lot of people out there right now that need peace. So if you believe in the power of prayer or sending out energy to the universe, let's channel in some thoughts and prayers, whatever your belief is. Send out energy for peace, however that you feel like you can help us embody that. The number one thing would be us trying to eat, sleep, drive, live mindfully. Mindfully meaning hearing people out, making sure that you create a space for everyone in your life that's important for you. But most importantly, doing what you got to do to take care of yourself, whether if that is drinking enough water, getting enough sleep, making sure you get enough fruits and vegetables, whatever it means for you. I would say that peace starts in our heart. And I've already read the quote that Thich Nhat Hanh said about war on one of my previous episodes in memory to him. And he was so correct that the war doesn't really start with the missiles. The war starts inside of humans' hearts, like the way we feel about each other. I can't remember verbatim the quote, but it's true that the war has to, we have to find peace within ourselves. It has to end with our hatred for each other. And let's just try to find some compassion. Like, find some compassion in your day, whatever that means, and wherever you're at. Take some time for yourself. And I've put links on my Instagram story today for a safe space to donate to Ukraine if you want to help them. I would also like to note that if it wasn't for my Ukrainian guru, there's no way that I would have even gotten started on this yoga journey. And she's like really important to me. I didn't even know what to say to her with involving this. I sent her a message, but it was just like a heart emoji, and she just sent back prayer hands. Like, what do you even say? Just imagine it. Like, if you're detached from all this, just imagine your home just being torn to shreds. I can't imagine it being somewhere else. Like, if I was flown off to some other place like Hawaii, or if I was flown over to, I don't know, somewhere overseas, anywhere, and then I hear that my home is just being ripped apart to shreds because of politics. That is just so taxing on their minds and hearts. And not only that, just knowing that their family isn't that safe. One of the girls that used to work with me, she made a story on her Instagram saying that when her family didn't answer the phone for a full hour, she started having panic attacks because she knows they're not in a safe place. There was a lot of bombs in the airport and stuff like that. Just so much is happening. And when I did my Instagram giveaway, I did a really quick moment of silent prayer, sending out energies for peace. I don't know if it helps. I want to believe that it helps. I always want to believe that helps. But I will probably do this again tomorrow and every day, because I just don't think it's fair. It's too much senseless violence happening. So enough about that. Let's pray for peace and hope for a change. I'm listening in. I'm listening inwardly. And I'm looking into the future, hoping for a good change in wherever we're going. May you be happy. May you be healed. May you be inspired. And may you be free. And hopefully this message finds you sitting with peace. Namaste.